Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Angus breeder John Pfeiffer, who's a member of the Beef Processing Task Force in Oklahoma. Back on that in just a moment.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another in the innovative new wheat varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has an ideal blend of genetics from Duster, Billings, and Eastern Europe germplasm and has the broadest geographic reach among all OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the weak straw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields, and it finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
John Pfeiffer's been one of the leaders in the American Angus Association over the last decade or so. In recent years, he served both as the chairman of the Certified Angus Beef Program, and then this last year served as president of the American Angus Association. Now, he's involved in a joint task force between the Department of Agriculture and Oklahoma Cattlemen looking at meat processing in Oklahoma. While a lot of meat processing capability surrounds Oklahoma, most notably in Texas and in Kansas, in Oklahoma, there's just not much available. Pfeiffer talked with our own Sam Knipp about the problems.
Here in the state of Oklahoma, we can only kill 800 head of cattle a week. And that is the correct number. We have like 500 plants, but lots of little custom plants. We have no major cow-killing plant or slaughter plant in the state. We've also been able to identify that we have some problems with inspection. And the problem with inspection is we just don't have enough inspectors. We have some plants that would like to increase their kill rate, but they can't because we don't have inspectors. So what we've been able to do so far is, as we've met through Zoom meetings, is identify some problems, and then we're going to start to try to work on those. Maybe not need to supply any more hook space, but look at some other things and some other groups that we can help to assist to get them to build things. Or the big push, I think, that we're really going to try to work on, especially in the legislative session, is more inspectors for the Department of Ag to go out and do this. And we're even kind of tossing around the idea that maybe this is something that should be paid by as a user fee, because the state doesn't have any extra money at the present time. So this may be something where we have to put our steps forward to help benefit our industry.
Now, when you say user fee, the rancher, owner of that animal, would have to pay an extra fee to have his cow processed?
No, we haven't worked on those. It's just something that's been kicked around. But it would probably be, when I would say a user fee, it would probably be the people that are actually buying the meat, that are having them custom slaughtered, or that's where the fee would be put on. It wouldn't go to the rancher. It would actually be the consumer that would be paying this. Don't know that's going to happen, but it is some things that have been talked about. And you have to begin to talk about these things before they can begin to move forward. And we don't want to spring anything on anybody at the present time, but it's something that's been discussed, and we're a long ways from knowing if that's what we really want to do. I've always been a strong believer that if Oklahoma agriculture is going to come forward, we can't wait for the government to take care of us. I've been a strong proponent of the beef checkoff program. It's done more to put dollars in beef producers' pockets than anything we can do. And I've always believed that Oklahomans need to fund those things which they think are important to them.
More meat inspectors will help, but John Pfeiffer says that it's more than that. As the Meat Processing Task Force has met, they've asked the question, they've pondered this question, why don't we have more meat processing capability in the state of Oklahoma?
Well, the reason being is it's only in the last 3 or 4 years that it became a viable thing that there was even a need for any more packing plant. If you go back and look at 2012, 2013, 2014 during the drought, as those droughts came in, there weren't enough cattle being produced to support those packing plants which we had. We had companies closing plants down. So it's only in the last 5 years, maybe the last 3 years, that there became a need for more packing plants that were there. So that's part of the reason. There hasn't been any economic signals to justify doing it. The other thing is, it's a hard way to make a living. It's just as difficult killing and harvesting cattle as it is raising them. And it's not a glamorous job. And that's the same problem that we have in lots of agriculture things here in Oklahoma. A lot of the jobs that we have pay decent, but they're not very glamorous, and you're going to have to get dirty and nasty to do them. Same goes for the oil business. If you're there, those people get paid well, but they work in bad conditions day in and day out.
Cattle producer John Pfeiffer, who represents the seed stock end of the business on this meat processing task force that's been established in the state of Oklahoma. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock going to have their Big Sky Roundup Thursday, June 25th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. 44,900 head will be offered, including 7,300 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, over 7,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.